Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. It's Nefertiti, and I'm here with my show, What's Going On Radio, and it's brought to you by Chevelle Marvelio. But today we're going to have a special guest, but we had to reschedule due to a scheduling conflict. But I wanted to talk about a recent post that I did, and it's for the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette. And the front cover of the page, it says reparations. That is something that is been talked about for quite some time now. And the main thing that I wanted to get across in this show was that this news gazette is something that is informative for not only our people and our culture and our community, but just globally. And when we have the owner on, we're going to get more in-depth into the purpose and how this all came about and everything. But it's also going to be something that we can use as a catalyst to put ourselves in a position to unite together, to communicate together. And also we'll be doing interviews for the Gazette. We'll be doing ad placements. Also, that's not contingent on if you have an interview or not, because we really want to know what people are doing in the community, what businesses they have, how we can help and get people promote their stuff or create other sources of revenue and even employment. So that's what this excuse me, what this session is about today. And I really wanted to put out there that basically what we need to do as a people is to hold ourselves accountable for the different images and things that we can't control what every individual does. But one thing I like about this news is that it gives us a platform that we may not have otherwise had prior to its existence. Most magazines that were Black-owned are no longer Black-owned anymore, African-American-owned. we have to start looking at how we communicate with each other, even online. There are a lot of outlets online. This soon will be online. But as far as something that we can be a part of that is strictly African-American-owned and talks about strictly the issues in the community, that is something that it's been, I guess, quite some time now, and we need to change that. What I personally want to do, aside from this gazette, is to educate, help uplift, especially the young people, anybody that has an interest in journalism, in doing radio, podcasts. I personally would like to help uplift others. So if you have a podcast, if you have a book, if you have any type of talent, any interest that you may have that you feel that you can give back to the community with what you're doing, I definitely want to showcase you on my show and on my YouTube channel. And if you would like to get in contact with me, you can contact me at ChevelleMarvelio@gmail.com. It will be in the description box. And just a brief overview. Like, I haven't done a show in a while. There's been a lot of different things that I personally had to handle. And these are some of the pitfalls that I would like to elaborate on maybe at a later time that may help other people who have reached their goals in life and their dreams. And they have other goals that they're about to accomplish. And it seems like there's a crab in the barrel mentality with some people, even family, that does not want to see you succeed. I think this is a part of the systemic issue that has happened with just in general, not just our community, but just in the world. I think in today's, say news, but in today's information that's out there, you see it all over. You see it everywhere. And it's something that can stifle the growth of the world as a whole, because it's a global community now. We're no longer relegated to just the 1 mile radius that some of us, when we were little, or depending your age, were used to, as opposed to now where everything is online, everything's on the internet, everybody has a phone that can record you pretty much. I don't really know too many people who do not have a cell phone. So it's just a different world today, and we need to utilize these tools to educate ourselves and to communicate with one another how we can better our situation, whether it's just, it could be, yes, poverty, it could be employment, but we can also talk about how to network together and how to uplift our community through different programs or creating programs. And especially with owning land, property, business venues, different things like that, that's going to empower us to get out of debt and not be indebted to other people, not be at the mercy of someone owning a building that you have your business out of. And because they want to make some changes or due to them, let's just say hypothetically, not taking care of a building or a home, that now you have to make some changes that you may or may not have been prepared for. Those are things that I would like to personally talk about on these shows that I'm going to be doing every Friday now at 3 p.m. You will be able to voice your opinion on different things. We can talk about all different kind of issues, whether it's politics, love, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, we want to get down to some systemic root issues that are going to help empower all of us to be better people. So in the regards to, I guess, to relationships, if you have a relationship book and you're talking about the extensive, I guess, emotional networking of why people do what they do, in a relationship as far as love or even in a working relationship, there's so many different avenues that we could go as far as empowering ourselves, because it's not just about the money. That's part of the issue that that a lot of people miss in a lot of communities, is that money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root to all evil, for those that know the Bible or who are akin to that or believe in the word of God, right? So there are all different kind of religions out there that speak on this same principle. So when we look at ourselves and say, why does somebody view me a certain way based on what they've seen on, you know, the media, the news or whatever, basically like culturally, If I don't know a culture and I see a culture a certain way, portrayed a certain way on the news, but let's say I see a group of people who reflect those people I've seen on the news, but they're treating themselves with love and respect, and I'm not saying people being perfect. I'm saying that they're nothing like what's on the TV. That says a lot more than what somebody has been programmed to think, and that's kind of where I'm going with it as far as us empowering ourselves, because it's a very it's very disturbing to see people who want change, and I'm not saying as a whole, I'm saying those that I personally have seen and know that we've had this conversation where someone is hurt, killed, or an unfortunate circumstance happens, something unfair. And they want everybody to rally around them, but then they don't want to treat their same brother, sister, mother, daughter with the same respect that they're demanding from other people. And not because of a disagreement or whatever, but just because that's kind of like what's been ingrained, the victimization, you know, as opposed to, yes, there are things happening, and yes, there is injustice, but when we get our reparations, what are we going to do with it? When we get what's coming to us, what are we going to do to better ourselves? When we get to where we've always wanted to be, who are we going to help? Are we going to help the entire community where everybody may or may not be doing the right thing? Are we going to target certain people who want to do the right thing that can in turn affect the whole community? because that's been part of the problem too. There hasn't been any accountability for some people, not everybody, especially in the justice system. There has been a lot of things that we have personally seen that has gone wrong. Well, when it goes right, what are we going to do about that? That's basically what we're going to be discussing on these different shows. This is the first series of different shows that we'll be speaking on. And people can call in, anybody could call in and give their feedback on what it is that they would like to speak about or comment on. But at the end of the day, I want it to be uplifting for all people, for all communities. There are certain ones of us that have a history of being oppressed, and that needs to be spoken to, but we also need to speak to where we're going and how we're going to get there as a people and as a loving, kind nation, not just everybody segmented, because that is part of the problem. Half of, well, not even half of America, most of America, in today's world, and even before, are not one particular ethnicity or background. So when we talk about different issues that are going on in the community, there's another systemic issue. And we'll touch on that on another episode. But briefly, what I'm speaking of is you have something that was called blood quantum, that people wanted to say that they were a quarter of this, a certain amount of that. That all came from people wanting land. It came from people wanting to say, okay, we may be outnumbered, but if we can do this thing called blood quantum, we can kind of weed out some people and take over properties after we say, well, if you're not 100% this, or if you're a quarter percent that, then that qualifies you or disqualifies you from XYZ. And a lot of people may not be aware of that information, and some of you are, but when we start talking in terms of a certain percentage of this and that, and especially when it comes down to voting, and I mean, it's a lot more systemic things that are going on outside of just violence, outside of economic issues. When, let's say all that goes away overnight. No more economic problems, no more violence. Now, that's highly unlikely, but I'm just saying hypothetically. What are we going to do about the greed that goes on in not just around the world, but just within the individual self? Everybody may not be greedy, but there are a lot of people who are posing as people who want to do better in the community or wherever, and then as soon as they get to where they want to be or in office, let's say, it's a whole nother story, and things don't get done the way it's supposed to be. So then that leaves you at another, let's say, another issue that needs to be addressed is people have made us believe that, okay, we're supposed to support this person or that person because they are with this group or they support my issue. And then when they don't do what they say they're going to do, we, when it comes voting time, we vote for them again, or we don't put a better person in office, even if they lose. You understand what I'm saying? So it, there's a lot of things that can be addressed when it comes to bettering ourselves, our community, the world. And we can actually do this with different platforms that we have now and utilizing what's in front of us, as opposed to, I'm not going to say begging, because a lot of us are not begging for anything. We're demanding that we be respected. We're demanding that people do their jobs. We're demanding that people do what they're supposed to do in regards to, I guess, just human life, human rights, people being treated as humans. That goes without saying as far as where I'm going with podcast. This is welcomed. That is not shunned. I support all of that. But what I also want to do is each and every one of us hold ourselves accountable for how we are showing up in the world and the kind of person and people that we project ourselves to be. Why is it that certain groups of culture do not denigrate their women the way others might? A lot of it has been a taught and learned behavior. But what are we going to do about that? Are we going to continue the cycle, or are we going to say there is something better out there than that? Let's get in touch with who we are as a people. Where do we actually come from? What actually started all of this? What is the root to the issue? These are things that we will be discussing, and anybody who has especially mental health, business, those are things that are really shunned with a lot of people. Anybody that has, like, Reiki healing, and I know a lot of people don't like to, they like to stay away from that also, but anybody that has a religious background as far as Christianity in the community that wants to help, that's a pastor, that's a rabbi. I mean, when we marched on Washington, it wasn't just one person, one group of ideals. We all have to work together. So that's where I'm getting at with that. But the point is, at this time in history, we're in a very difficult and interesting space. It is nothing I have ever seen. You know, I'm not old, but, I mean, it's very interesting. The world has changed a lot since I was, you know, born. But we're on the verge of people talking about literally having World War III. It's a different time, and I think we need to talk about the things that we're going to do to uplift each other as opposed to what's all wrong with everything. I think everyone has the opportunity to do good or bad. Everyone has the opportunity to say, you know, I see what's wrong. I'm going to protest. I'm going to march. I'm going to become a legislator. I'm going to run for office. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But so many times we see people fall short of that, and we're going to pray for them. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the individual people. People can't get put in office unless they get voted for. People can't have any power without any people to have power over. So there's a lot more power within ourselves that we don't tend to tap into or realize because we have so many other people around that have been programmed to say, hey, you know, this is the way that I can make money or they can make money if X, Y, Z doesn't work out. And it may or may not be the best way, but that's what they know. We have to get out of that because there's a lot that comes with that. There's a lot spiritually that comes with that, and we'll talk about that on another show. There's a lot emotionally that comes with that, and we'll talk about that. We're going to even talk about the prison system and how some people, yes, even though they have committed crimes, it's just depending on, I guess, the circumstances. But there are a lot of people who are innocently in jail. There are a lot of people who have gone the wrong way, and a lot of people who have gotten out and become very great leaders in the community. We need to understand why does this generational cycle with a lot of people keep happening. Because when you look at a lot of people who have gotten caught up in different crimes and things like that, a lot of it is systemic. I personally mentor different people and talk to different kids and different things that were going on in their homes and things like that. And when you really look at it and you look at the family dynamic, it goes back so far. So we have to start speaking to these things or else things are not going to change in the way that we would like them to. It can change for maybe a few decades and then we're right back where we were. Something has to happen different so that we don't have these discussions of what's coming and World War III and all this other stuff. There's a reason why these things are happening, and it's because a lot of it is allowed. A lot of us do not take responsibility. When we see somebody hurting or we see somebody that we could help, it's one thing to use wisdom and discernment and say something's not right and you protect yourself. But why are so many people, and not just people of color, but anybody, why are they so quick to try to tear people down? Now, a lot of times people will say, you know, it's my own people bring me down. And that's very true for the most part in a lot of situations. But it seems as though, like, I've seen different artwork where they're showing different cultures and how one helps the other and the other culture does not. And that's not always true, because a lot of times people are quick to go to the court. They're quick to try to destroy people's reputation and things like that, as opposed to just violence that you see on the media. You know, historically, all cultures have had wars. You know, what are we really trying to say here when we single out one group of people and say that they're whatever? That's more like a vendetta. That's propaganda. That's not the truth. The truth is that there is good and evil. And at the end of the day, if we're going to be a prosperous, productive people, community, a world, we have to hold each and every one of ourselves accountable and those who are in office accountable for the different things that go on or that don't go on. Like, you voted for, let's say, equality in the schools, and the person that you put in office says that I can do that, and the next thing you know, they're not sticking to the actual agreement. You know, we the community, we put you in office for XYZ because we want this to be done. This was not being done before, and we want things to get better. They get in office and they say, well, I'm such and so now, and I'm important, so I do what I want to do. If you don't have a replacement to replace that person, a lot of times people will say, oh, well, we voted for them before, we're going to vote for them again. And because there are no other options. I've heard this in an actual personal story. We'll get into that one day. But I've actually heard people say, well, we had a choice between somebody who we don't not sure is too well emotionally and someone who likes to drink. Well, my thing is, we can't control either or. Why are we having these type of candidates, number one? But if you're having a choice, who has the background and who is voting for the right things? Who is making a positive change? If you don't know if one of the candidates is new and you're not sure, but then when they get in office and you see that they're not about what they said they were, it's time to make a change. Like I said, the world is different now. We all have different experiences. And the one beautiful thing about this world at this moment is that we can really live totally different lives in the same, you know, space. Whereas before, you had to go to the movies to see the new movie, right? Now people are they have more options and more of a choice. Right now, you don't have to be computer savvy to really function, you know? But it may come a time where that might be a little bit different. But there was a time where you had to do things a certain way. And now we're getting to a place where it's not all about that anymore. It's more about, I guess, basically getting things done with what's in front of you. So if you're in an area that doesn't have internet access, people do things the way that they normally do. But now we're trying to make headway for people to have internet access. But what does that actually mean? Does that mean that it's better? Or does it mean that we're being more subjugated to being monitored or our information harvested? There's a pro and a con to everything, basically. So what we need to do as a community across the board, globally, is we need to get the people who want to do something positive in this world together and join forces with that. And that's a part of what I'm speaking to as far as coming up, the different people that we'll be having on the show, the different topics that we're going to be talking about, because it's really high time for all of that. We have different people who are doing the same thing, and I'm 100% with all those who are on a positive note. But at this point, we can't keep turning a blind eye to people who are doing what they want to do and breaking the law, treating people any kind of way, bombing people. It's time for a change with that. I'm not sure where all of this is coming from and why it seems to be coming at a head now, but it certainly didn't just start. But what we can do to fight these things off is to look within ourselves and how we treat ourselves, how we treat our community, how we treat our family. And honestly, in some dynamics, you need to cut people off. If they're not on the same path, if let's say you're working for God and you love the Lord and some of your relatives are determined to create problems, I would say work for the devil if you want to say it like that, or just a constant source of negativity, a constant resistance to whatever, anything that you have going on, anything that you want to do positive. They might even go as far as to follow you around to see what you're doing because they have nothing better to do, unfortunately. We have to start saying, who do we love more for those that love God? Do we love God or do we love our family members more who are acting up and showing out? And in part, and even if it's a friend or a colleague or whatever, but a lot of times people do that because they know they can get away with it, you know, and we can speak to mental health. But at the same time, I notice with certain people who create a lot of problems, they know who to do it with. And it's not until some people either get hurt or they're reprimanded that their behavior changes. And for me, I take notice of that. There are some people who are just going to be who they are regardless because they're not even aware of what they're doing. That's a lot different than somebody who lies and says one thing, let's say if the police are called, and then when they're gone, they go right back to what they said before because they know that they would be held accountable if they said it in front of the police officer or if they said it in front of a group of people that would support them. They're not going to make their real heart known because they're not going to receive what it is they're looking for. We have to do better than all of that. Just all over the world, we have to do better than just accepting things for how it's been and how things have been going. Why did Malcolm X march? Why did Dr. King march? If we're going to sit here and reap the benefits of the people that came before us but not do anything with it as a whole, then we're kind of not walking in our purpose. We're not living out our true essence of who we are and what we're capable of doing because we're sitting back waiting for it to happen or expecting payout for what? There are a lot of us that would do something positive with it, but there's also a lot of people who don't have a vision or a goal because they weren't taught that. And that's where the mentoring can come in. That's where we can have these open group forum discussions, even if it's online, and eventually maybe a seminar that can help us get into the right direction of where we're supposed to be. It's possible. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. And I hope to see you or hear from you on the next episode. We're down to 30 seconds, so I will sign off, and I'll be glad to help you in any way, shape, form that I can to promote whatever goals or visions or businesses, books, you name it, that you have that's on a positive level that is speaking on how we can change this world in the best way and best light possible. Y'all take care, and remember to like, share, subscribe, and to share this post so that other people can enjoy it. Thank you.